Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2648, first written July 31st, the year 2020. Judges 16, verse 21. Then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and they brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze chains, and he was a grinder in the prison. Poor Samson, one of the strongest men of all. In our verse, he is bald, blind, and bound in the Philistine prison. The path that took him there was painful, painful on the inside as well as on the outside. Humiliated, mocked, eyes gouged out, unable to do anything about his situation. And one can just hear old Samson saying, "How did I get in this mess?" But couldn't the same be said today? Sitting in the school principal's office, waiting for parents to show up, is a kid who's just been suspended. How did I get in this mess? Sitting in the back seat of a police car in handcuffs. How did I get in this mess? A man driving home late at night from having spent time with another woman. The deception, lies, and cover-up that's led to all of this. How did I get in this mess? A person has just spent an hour with the shepherds of the church. They are forced to withdraw fellowship because he will not repent and change. How did I get in this mess? For Samson, as well as for us, it was four steps that led to this head-on crash. First, he did what he wanted to do. He wanted to marry a Philistine woman. His parents advised him not to. He didn't listen. He wouldn't listen. God's word was very plain about this. He wouldn't listen to that either. His stubborn heart got him into trouble. That's the first step. Pride, selfishness, unwilling to listen to God, to parents, to godly advice. We make up our minds what we want, that we want something, and nothing, not even the Bible, will change us. Secondly, Samson hung around the wrong people. There are three times in Judges text where Samson is with Philistine women. The he man had a she woman problem. And when you hang out with Philistines, you'll do what Philistines are doing. The foreign wives of Solomon turned his heart, even though he's one of the wisest men in the Bible. You'll never be strong hanging out with weak people. You'll have a hard time being godly when you're always with ungodly people. This isn't rocket science, yet so many do not get this. Their ties to old friends in school, worthless family members, clouds their eyes to how they are being influenced. Their spiritual heart is dying, and they do not even see it. Thirdly, Samson disobeyed God. Samson committed adultery. Samson married someone outside the nation. Once you start disobeying God, the floor drops out and you are on a steady decline. Angry, gambling, breaking his Nazarite vow, and just more of the issues of sins that surrounded Samson. How did he get in that mess? He didn't follow God closely. And when you don't, the consequences will come. Some come immediately, some come eternally. God says what he does for a reason. Following God keeps us well, safe, and healthy, and of a good mind. Bald, blind, and bound are the results of disobeying God. He knew, he just didn't do it. Fourth, he became weak and enslaved. This happened physically, but it happened spiritually first. He lost his strength. He lost his vision. He lost his freedom. And that happens to all of us when we do not follow the Lord. Not being strong, one makes choices that are based upon the here and now. Decisions are wrapped around what is fun rather than what is right. Once we have lost our vision, our perspective changes. The spiritual and the eternal are replaced with this world. We no longer see what is wrong with things. And then the addiction and the enslavement to sin takes over. Habitual becomes our sin, stuck on the merry-go-round of wrong, and we can't find a way out. And downward we spiral. Attitudes stink, choices are wrong, language rude and offensive. We start taking on the world more and more. For some, they will die this way. Trying to convince themselves that they're having the time of their lives, they hide the pain of not knowing God, not knowing what will happen to them in eternity. Lost, and many do not even know it. But for some, they get the spiritual wake-up call in their conscience. The prodigal did. The pigs were enough. No more. He came to his senses and he came home. Even our Samson did. He prays that God will triumphant. He doesn't ask God to spare his life. He wants to bring justice upon the wicked Philistines who have mocked God. And for all his failures and sins, the name Samson is found in Hebrews 11 among those who gained approval by faith. Most of us, if we were allowed to put names in Hebrews 11, would have left Samson out. Too much baggage there. Too many problems. Too many bad decisions. We toss old Samson on the hill of rejects and failures. It's easy for us to classify him as a failure, but to see him among the saved, that's hard to do. We make him the poster child of what we're not to do. But God says something different. God saw a heart that believed. God saw a child that wanted to do what's right. And by faith, God opens the doors of heaven for one like Samson. He's certainly not the darling that we'd expect God to welcome him in. However, it's not perfection that saves us, but faith in God's grace. And could it be that there is yet one more lesson from Samson? He reminds us that we too can make it. We've stumbled, we've fumbled all along the way, and much too often we doubt that we can make it. We bowed when we should have stood. We have been quiet when we should have spoken. We made a mess of things. Rather than tossing in the towel and giving up, there's Samson. He made it, and you can make it too. Keep doing what you know is right. Who among us has not made a mess of things in the past? You said things to your dear family that should never have been spoken. We've had a hard time forgiving and letting go. We've complained and fussed about life. We've not prayed enough. We've looked the other way when we could have done more. How in the world do we have a chance of heaven? And there stands Samson. We'll make it the same way he did, God's grace and our faith. That combination is powerful. Bald, blind, and bound. That's how the Philistines saw Samson. He was in a trophy case of losers. But in the eyes of heaven, Samson is a hero. God didn't give up on him, and he'll never give up on you. How did I get in this mess? Sure is something to think about. Thank you for listening.